In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
According to information released by USDA, beginning with the 09 crop, program participants must sign a separate IRS form which grants IRS permission to provide income information to USDA for program eligibility verification purposes. If an individual doesn't provide that form authorizing the release of their information from the IRS to USDA, they will become ineligible for program benefit.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
From 2003 to 2006, USDA may have made an overpayment of $49 million to ineligible individuals because they think their income may have exceeded the adjusted gross income limit set in the 2002 Farm Bill. So, according to GAO, 2,500, or about 0.1% of the 1.8 million program benefit recipients, had an AGI that may have made them ineligible.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
To provide some perspective to that $49 million in possible overpayments over 4 years, the following government commitments could be relevant, and it's something that's very interesting to think about. Basically, the Congress has passed $700 billion in the initial financial rescue package passed in the fall of 2008, $570 billion to AIG, Fannie Mae, and Freddie Mac, $1 trillion for credit card, auto, and small business loans, $787 billion in the winter 09 stimulus package, and then $1.45 trillion to purchase mortgage securities, and $300 billion to purchase U.S. Treasury bonds.